This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babson Harris. The United Nations Development Programme Liberia Office has denied any association with International Civil Servant Sidi Diarra, who has been discussing the Liberian elections in the media. Appearing on UNMEL Radio, the UNDP Country Director Dr. Pan Lamine said it is true Mr. Sidi Diarra served the UNDP briefly in Burkina Faso, but he has never worked for the UNDP Liberia office. Dr. Pan Lamine underpinned the strict nature of the UN agency on how international civil servants can engage the media responsibly without implicating UNDP.
We are very much aware that as an individual, you have your right to do anything you want within the confines of the law. But as an international civil servant, you have a role and responsibility, especially with regards to upholding the good name of your organization, in this case, UNDP. So we had very good briefing based on what our regional directors sent to every country office on how to deal with journalists, how to publish, and how to engage in social media. So we are aware of that. And as far as I know, in Liberia, we've not seen anybody who has gone against those rules.
The clarification comes in the wake of a recent media engagement where Mr. Sidi Diarra stated that the Supreme Court of Liberia would not be fair in addressing requests from Liberian human rights lawyer Tiawan Gonglo for a rerun of the October 10 elections. The Forest Trade Development Authority says it has a comprehensive plan aimed at providing protection to the Sapo National Park and other parks across the country. The Deputy Managing Director of the FDA, Mr. Bowen Seyong, told on the radio, as per the plan, those encroaching the park will be evicted. Mr. Bowen Seyong made specific reference to mineral traders from West African countries such as Mali, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, etc., as those currently facilitating locals to violate the Sapo National Park. The FDA has already begun engaging the local leadership of the counties bordering the park in Sino. Grangida and River G are strategizing for the implementation of a comprehensive park protection plan. The Youth Development Center, a local NGO volunteer group and partners, have launched a national survey for commercial motorcyclists in the country. According to the Executive Director Samuel Safa, the General and Statistics Survey aims at collecting data on motorcyclists for their future operation. Samuel Safa said the Youth Development Center has also put in place a skills training program for motorcyclists. He said the training, which starts in 2018, is targeting 7 to 12,000 motorcyclists in Monserrato County. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A new report released on nutrition by the World Health Organization WHO Regional Office for Africa has revealed that undernutrition is still persistent in the region and the number of stunted children has increased. The Africa Nutrition Report launched Thursday in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, also indicates that a growing number of children under 5 years old are overweight. The report describes the current status in relation to 6 global nutrition targets that member states have committed to achieve by 2025 and underscores findings from the recently released Global Nutrition Report. The nutrition targets call for a 40% reduction in the number of children under 5 who are stunted, 50% reduction of anemia in women of reproductive age, 30% reduction in low birth weight, no increase in childhood overweight, increasing the rate of exclusive breastfeeding to at least 50% and reducing wasting to less than 5%. The report, the first of its kind by WHO in the African region, uses data from national surveys of 47 countries dating as far back as 2000. And the organizers of the 2017 CECAFA Senior Challenge are confident that Zimbabwe will still take part in the tournament despite the ongoing political uncertainty in the country. Zimbabwe are due to play as guest team in Kenya when the East and Central African Regional Championship kicks off on 3 December. They were drawn in Group B on Thursday along with holders Uganda, Burundi, Ethiopia and South Sudan. CECAFA Secretary General Nicholas Musungi said the Zimbabwe Football Association communicated that they will be sending a team. Zimbabwe are the current Southern African champions, having beaten Zambia in the final of the COSAFA Cup in July. That's the Unmarried News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.